Calling to order the Akron Metropolitan Area Transportation Study Policy Committee meeting for this Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. First order of business is the termination of quorum. Director Baker?
We do.
Okay, we have quorum, and as far as I know, there is no audience participation requested today.
Correct.
Okay, so that moves us to item two, which is our minutes from August 12, 2021. Do we have any discussion about minutes? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to share with them that we approve the minutes as written.
Second, Moore.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the meeting minutes of August 12, 2021. Any comments? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes are adopted. Once we have staff reports on our agenda, we'll go to Director Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A shows our staff report through just the first month of our new fiscal year. You see that we've expended about 7% of the budget, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
To the director. Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
So motion to approve.
Looks like we've got Jim Bowling for a motion. Second?
Second, Jenkins.
Thank you. Okay, motion a second to approve the financial progress report. Any other comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that also passes. Next will be the technical progress report by Director Baker again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as many of you might have read or heard, there was, they've been calling it, I believe, the BIF Act. It's the Bipartisan Infrastructure Committee, or Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill that has been waiting to potentially get passage, and there was an agreement that it would happen before September 27th. Everything, all signs this week point to that it will not happen by September 27th. The Democratic Party is putting it as a, trying to make it as in link with a part of a pathway for a larger $3.5 billion human infrastructure bill. You've probably also seen issues with the debt ceiling that are coming up. And many, it appears now, believe that the infrastructure bill may not be able to be voted on until some of these other things get sorted out. There's also a risk that if they tried to move the infrastructure bill sooner, that there would actually not be enough Democratic support for the infrastructure bill because they want it to be passed in contingent with the $3.5 billion human infrastructure bill. From a smaller side, from our staff side, we have recently starting our new planning process from Transportation Outlook 2050, looking forward to Transportation Outlook 2050, which will be our next long-range plan. And we're currently beginning work on our public participation plan, as well as doing data collection for all of the elements that we will be completing that go towards the plan. So with that, that's all I have. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, seeing there's no questions, we'll move on to item 3C, which is the AMATS federal funds report. This will be by Dave Kulik.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank those of you who submitted CMAC applications. Just a quick update, the CMAC applications are being evaluated. We are evaluating the parts of them that we need to do, and it's pretty much done. The next step is to, we sent our list of projects down to Columbus, and they aggregate them in with the rest of the projects in the state, and then we start to talk about them on a statewide basis. But they still try to allocate the amount of CMAC to us that they used to. So we still get our, I guess, fair share or maybe more than we used to. The other thing that I want to touch on is if all goes well, we plan on accepting applications for STBG, resurfacing, and TASA. throughout the month of October. Those will be due October 29th. And you can just email those to our office. We no longer require a paper copy. And if you have your legislation, fine. That should be included. But if you don't, because I know sometimes our application deadlines and council meetings don't line up like they should, we'll give you a little leeway with that. The only other thing I want to mention is with this round of funding that is upcoming, we propose that we'll have about $30 million available. It'll be broken down. Roughly, we'll have $14 million for STBG, $14 million for resurfacing, and about $2 million for TASC. So, if we'll have our applications and our funding policy guidelines posted on our website. So, if you need anything, feel free to call. If you can't download them or you can't find them, or you need have questions, please feel free to call, and the sooner that you can get those into us, the better for us, because then we can start to do our evaluations. So that's all I have. Our balances look pretty good, so there's no issues there since we funded the new resurfacing projects. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Poulet. Takes us to item number 4, old business. We have one item under old business. It's the AMAPS funding policy guidelines that we discussed last meeting. And I'll go back to David Poulet.
Thank you. Yes, at our last meeting, handed out the proposed changes to the funding policy guidelines, and I didn't want to approve them at that meeting. I thought I'd give you guys time to, take them and look at them and, address any concerns you might have. I'll just go over the proposed changes. Probably the biggest and most exciting change is the Project Delivery Incentive Program, or PDIP. This is an incentive program that we're proposing where your local match can be reduced from 20% to 10% if you get your project ready in the specified amount of time. So for resurfacing projects, if you can get your project ready to go in 2 years, your share of local money will be reduced to 10% or a maximum of $100,000. And other STBG projects, you'll have 4 years to get those ready. And this will also apply to those, will reduce your local share to 10%. The next change is revised the limit of projects funded per sponsor from 3 to 2 per funding category per funding cycle. The next one is add language about ODOT LET and local LET projects. Sometimes there's some confusion about how the project is going to be administered, so we actually put some language in about the difference between the two methods of doing those. The next three apply to STBG projects. We want to award points for landslide issues. If a road is closed because of a bridge or landslide or whatever, it'll receive 20 points. But if you're applying for a project where there's some unstable conditions endangering the road, you'll receive 15 points. Also, we redefined the complete street components. I'm not going to go through all those, but spelled out some of the complete street components, and rather if it's a full treatment or a partial treatment, it affects the number of points you get. And then we want to change delay reduction from a unit of level service to a unit of percent free flow speed. And that is our new way of measuring congestion now. The last one is pertains to resurfacing projects. We want to change the average daily traffic from 10,000 to 15,000 and give you, if you have 15,000 or above, you'll get 15 points, and anything below 15,000, you'll just receive that value divided by 1,000 as we have done in the past. So you can receive a few more points now if you have a resurfacing project on a high volume roadway. And the revised funding policy guidelines are attached for your review. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. Oh, and I would like to mention one more thing. On your applications, on your STBG and resurfacing applications, there'll be a couple additional questions to answer. You'll have to indicate if you want us to consider this project as one of our new PDIP projects. There'll be a little box you can check or a little yes or no. And then also on your application, we would like you to indicate if this will be a local LEP or an ODOT LEP project. Those two questions are new on the application itself. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
I don't see any questions. Any comments anybody would like to make before we move to Mr. Paradise?
Summit County remains opposed to the revised limit on projects. Rather than have the death penalty after you get two projects, I prefer to see a reduction in points. The award points for priority projects, if you can select your best project, you get extra points. Your second best project, you get whatever points you have. And I'd suggest instead of having a death penalty where you can't get another job, you would receive, say, minus 5 points. You'd still be in competition. You wouldn't be excluded from being able to get a project. Many of our projects, including the TASA projects, are township-sponsored projects. I have a request for sidewalk projects, TASA-funded projects, in Copley, Bath, Coventry, and Twinsburg Townships. They're willing to pay the consultant fees, the design fees, and the matching funds and any overruns. But they'd be eliminated from any consideration. So I'd ask you to consider modifying that two-project limit to a different scoring system that would still permit the project to be evaluated, and if it scores high enough compared to the other jobs, would still be awarded.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Paradise. Somebody from the AMATS would like to comment?
I mean, I think that's possibly doable. I think one thing that we would want to consider would be what would we do with the fourth project or the fifth project as well, as I think that's one of the things that we've run into before at this committee is that it's not just potentially a reduction from the third. What about the fourth or the fifth if that does come up as well? But, I mean, honestly, Joe, I've had a similar thought in the last couple of weeks as we've talked about this as ways to do that. There's also, you could do a funding cap, total amount of funding available. But I think it would be up to this group to decide if they wanted to make a change like that or stick with what exists currently proposed.
Anybody else like to comment? Absolutely.
In the situation that Mr. Paradise is proposing where it would be a county-sponsored project to benefit the township, in order to get around, if you will, the limitation there, would there be any issue with the township being the lead applicant in that scenario in order for Mr. Paradise still to be able to apply for the projects that he'd like to get funded for the county engineer?
I think for TASA, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I think I would almost I'd like to almost put that in front of a TAC tip to talk about what that would mean for what is what's the difference between a Summit County job and a township job for a roadway project, for a resurfacing project that's on the functionally classified system? That would be my concern. I'd be happy on the TASA side to get away completely, I think, from the two-project limit. It kind of got caught in there just because it's with all the other programs, but with TASA, it's very rare for us to get more than one application per regular, you know, per member. So if there were township requests on the TASA, I'd be open to having an unlimited number of applications on TASA, or an unlimited number of awards, I'm sorry. I'd be more concerned with what that would mean on the roadway side.
Mr. Paradise, would you like to comment on that?
On the roadway side, there are no township-sponsored projects.
Okay, so there wouldn't be...
Our county highways.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's what I figured, but I wasn't sure if it'd be like, hey, well, if Twinsburg Township submits this application and, you know, for a roadway project, that would be what I think we'd be concerned about.
So are we on the same page?
Not sure.
Not sure. So you said TASA you'd be okay, not limiting.
From the staff's perspective.
Are those the ones that Mr. Paradise is most concerned about?
Most concerned, yes. Still concerned about the other ones. We're not doing I'd like to see us do the worst highways, the ones with the most traffic, the worst pavement conditions, the most dangerous from an accident standpoint, rather than spreading the wealth around so everybody happens to get a job. I'd rather do the ones that are most critical for the entire region.
Well, I think that's the intention of
that's the intention
why we fund projects.
But when we start capping it, we start pushing lower projects up higher.
I understand. If TASA is one of the main things, and perhaps we could limit this to not affect the TASA one, so we could make that change. But it was explained to me that there's a history to limiting in the fleet, right? That was our current limit. Now we've decided through various meetings and various discussions to limit it to. Those conditions have existed for a while, Mr. Paradise, and it didn't. The limit idea didn't just come up, you know, with this round of changes. So
the limit came up with this round of changes.
I'm sorry?
The limit of two came up with this round of changes.
Understood. But if you're contesting whether a limit's appropriate or not, the limit was three. It's changing from three to two. So we've always had that limit. Is this something that could be removed the TASA projects from the...
I mean, we could have a motion
just
to
a motion
from
with
the TASA.
That, it would require a rewrite. Does anybody else... I'm sorry, I'm a little muffled. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to add to the discussion or any other topic related to the changes? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Paradise, would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion. The motion I'd like to make is to get rid of it entirely. The motion I will make is to eliminate it from the TASA funding, limits from the TASA funding.
So you're making a motion to approve the AMATS funding policy guidelines with the change that we're removing TASA from the two-limit requirement.
Yes.
Of selection. Does everybody understand the motion? Anybody want to make a second for that?
Jim Bull, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Ravenna, Finney opposes.
Okay. Any other? Okay, we have the ayes have it, and we'll move on to new business, and there is none. We'll move to item six, which is resolutions before us. First of all, we have resolution 2021-13. This is approving amendment 12 to the FY 2021-24 Transportation Improvement Program to combine several groups of projects that are in the same area and adjacent to each other for economies of scale and better management. This amendment will also revise the construction year of an existing resurfacing project and a new resurfacing project to fiscal year 2022 and cancel a resurfacing project program in fiscal year 2022. And we will again go to David Poulet.
Okay, thank you. So basically this amendment is divided up into two parts. The first part is combining a number of projects in the same area so they can be done together and managed together. The first one is in Portage County, and it's combining Talmadge Road, PID 113171 Talmadge Road, with PID 115308 Talmadge Road, and PID 112755 New Milford Road. Now, there's one additional change. New Milford Road will be moved from fiscal year 24 to 22. The next one is in Ravenna, and it's combining Riddle Street with Chestnut Street. And the third one is in Green, and it's combining the two large roundabout projects, Maslin Road, State Route 241, in Butler Franks, with State Route 241, Maslin Road, Corporate Woods. So those can be done simultaneously. Now the next part of the amendment is just changes to existing projects. The first one is Ravenna Road in Twinsburg. We simply want to move it from fiscal year 24 to fiscal year 22. The next one is Steele's Corners Road in Cogota Falls. We want to move that from fiscal year 25 to fiscal year 22, but that also means that we have to move it, add it to the TIP, because our current TIP only goes to fiscal year 24. So that'll be moving years and adding it to the TIP. And the last one is canceling a project, a resurfacing project in Talmadge. It was a small project on Monroe Avenue, and they prefer to just do this on their own with their resurfacing program. So they want to cancel it as an MS project. The staff recommends approval of these changes. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay, seeing there's no questions, we have a motion.
So moved, Jenkins.
Thank you.
Second, Moore.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the table. Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next on the agenda is item 6B, resolution 2021-14. This is to add ODOT and Ohio EPA funds to fiscal year 2022 for Metro RTA. To discuss this today will be Jeff Gardner.
Thank you, Mayor. The state is awarding these funds through its Ohio Transit Partnership Program and the Diesel Mitigation Trust Fund Program. These funds are derived from state general revenue funds and from Volkswagen settlement funds. GW funds are part of a court-ordered settlement stemming from auto emissions violations committed by Volkswagen a few years ago. Metro is requesting the addition of $500,000 in state funds for the design of a new maintenance and operations facility. The total cost for the design of the new facility is approximately $1.5 million and includes $967,000 in federal funds. Metro is also requesting the addition of $6.6 million for the purchase of 7 CNG and 2 electric buses. Metro would like to add $420,000 in state funds for a planning study. The total cost is $500,000 to study bus rapid transit. And lastly, Metro would like to add $175,000 for the acquisition of IT hardware. All of the above projects are to be scheduled in fiscal year 2022, and the staff is requesting approval of resolution 2021-14.
Are there any questions? Okay, seeing as there's no questions, I have a motion.
Motion for a
and a second.
Second,
Amber. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion? Signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. And next before us is item 6C, resolution 2021-15. This is approving the fiscal year 2021 year-end completion report. This will be discussed by Heather Davis-Reichel.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Each year, ODOT requires AMFs to compare the work that was proposed in the previous year's transportation planning work program and budget to the work that was actually completed. Attachment 6C is a summary of the fiscal year 2021 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year, this past June 30th. All work remains within budget, and I wanted to point out that all of the staff was 100% remote when all of this work was done. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2021-15 to submit the 2021 year-end completion report to ODOT. Are there any questions?
Okay, seeing if there's no questions, we have a motion.
So moved, Alvin.
Second by Jim Bulley. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further comments before we go to our vote? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, Resolution 2021-15 passes. Now we move to item 7, other business, and the first item is the formation of a 2022 nominating committee, and I'll move to, well, I guess anybody's interested in being on the committee should offer up their assistance.
Yeah, so if, as we have a nominating committee, usually we only need two or three people. It'll be with our outgoing chair, Mayor Clark. And we'll be looking to nominate both a new chairman or chairwoman and also a vice chair. So we would be looking for just a few members to volunteer. It'll be email communications only. So not a lot of pressure. And, you know, we could always use your help.
More volunteers.
Thank you, Amy. Mr. Finney, thank you. I think that should be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And 7B, this is the 2022 AMATS meeting calendar.
Yes, so if you take a look at the meeting calendar, you see that's our draft right now where we're looking to start reserving dates to make sure we have this location again for our next year of meetings. And, you know, we were hoping to get our motion approval.
I'll make a motion we approve the calendar as submitted. Sheriff Rittman.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second it. Hiram.
All right. Probably no discussion on this item, so let's just move. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Good work, guys. It brings us to adjournment. Next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, December 16th, 2021, here in this room at 1:30 p.m. Motion for adjournment.